This week, Portsmouth holds a series of public events ahead of next week's formal dedication of the Portsmouth African Burying Ground. The public park is the city's way of marking the final resting places of enslaved individuals as well as free African Americans who were buried centuries ago but only fully rediscovered more recently. Portsmouth City Councilor Chris Dwyer has been part of the process of building the park. She says the project has taken the city on a journey and prompted some difficult but important conversations in the community. She joins me now with more. Welcome.
Thank you.
The symbol of the Portsmouth African Burying Ground is a Ghanaian symbol, Sankofa. Could you describe both what it is and what it represents?
Yes, the symbol is one of the Adinkra symbols, and it looks to many people like a heart shape. Each of the Adinkra symbols has a particular meaning, and this one is translated in several different ways, but the meaning that we have used is about history. It's go back and get it. Some people say that also means it's never too late to learn from the past. It's never too late to go back and change something that occurred in the past. We have used that symbol from the beginning, and it has become meaningful to so many people.
Go back and get it. And the difficulty oftentimes in going back is that the histories of enslaved people are often incomplete. Their lives were rarely, if ever, documented. In a way, using art, it doesn't necessarily fill in the blanks, but it offers something different than to visitors.
It does. You know, this is a big public art project. It's a memorial, it's a burying ground, and it's a public art project. And the meaningfulness of the park to people, even before the figures are there, shows how the abstractness, the care that the artist has put into the materials, the shape of things, has been very evocative for people. People are there all the time already, and we haven't even put the art there yet.
This site first came to light as a burying ground in 2003, and it was not because of an anthropology project. Can you describe what it was like to hear that this area of town was actually the site of a huge piece of history that people didn't know about for hundreds of years?
Well, you know, it was different for different people because certainly members of the African-American community will tell you they knew that the burying ground was in that vicinity. In fact, there was even a plaque, one of the Black Heritage Trail plaques near the area that told that story. But for most Portsmouth citizens who didn't know that, it was a revelation. I remember on that day for our company, we were hosting a regional meeting or a national meeting, and the news just sort of spread through the town that the construction workers had found these coffins. It was in October, and it was just a shocker for many people who had not known the story, who had not even known that African Americans had a history in Portsmouth from the 1600s. So it opened up all kinds of thoughts and questions and wanting to know more immediately from people all through the community.
Portsmouth chose to keep the site on Chestnut Street, where it was discovered, where it has been. And that's not what you would call a quiet or remote part of the city. Was there ever talk, as there sometimes is with memorials, that it might be easier to place a park somewhere else and maybe rebury individuals there?
You know, there was talk early on about that. And the completeness of what now will be the Memorial Park in terms of what will happen to the street has really been an evolving conversation. Even though it was a challenge early on to think about closing off the street, I don't think anyone could have imagined at that time how much of a true park, true resting place, true destination this would be. I have to say, from the get-go, we have had terrific cooperation from the abutters to the project, which are residents and businesses, all of whom have contributed financially to the project. Over time, as those buildings have changed hands, everyone has fully bought into that project and made it work.
You mentioned earlier that the discovery had resonance in different ways for different people, and New Hampshire is not as diverse as other parts of the country are. Was there ever concern or discussion in the city that you have a predominantly white community dealing with an African-American burial ground and the thorny issues and questions that come up out of that, just that dynamic?
Yes, and you know, that's the most important part of all of this. As we've seen in the last months, how unsettled the issues of race are in our country. we need to find a way to tell the difficult parts of the story, too. There were lots of disagreements. There were challenging moments for people. The story is really working through that. I think people have come such a long way. You know, as a city councilor, I heard people say to me in the beginning, why are we doing this? This is such a political thing. I don't get involved in political things. Or someone said to me, well, are you going to tear up another street and do a Greek cemetery? Not understanding kind of, well, what this really means. Why is this different? What is special about it? You know, there were people who they were on the council, voted against it, who are now contributing to it. I think the message that helped everybody was a very simple one, which is it's not black history, it's not white history, it's our history. It's something that everyone has a part of. So this has been an opportunity to talk through many of the issues around race, and we've just started that.
That's Portsmouth City Councilor Chris Dwyer talking about the Portsmouth African Burying Ground. The city will hold a series of public events this week ahead of next Saturday's formal dedication.